just as Bam Bam Sedam, the kickboxer hit star. I just couldn't let this go with me just getting off my podcast and not using this platform to go ahead and do what I gotta do to talk to Mayweather, get him to understand. He says he's the money man. He's not talking to or going to the fighter who's gonna put up a fight, who's gonna be there and fight with him. But I think that's the problem. He doesn't want to be in there with anybody that's gonna fight anybody that's going to hit him like I hit him. When I sparred as an amateur, the guys in my weight class, which was about 119 to 125 pounds, guys in my weight class would not even spar with me because at 60% I still hit too hard for them. You ask, well, who did I spar with? I sparred with the heavyweights, Kevin Cook, Marcus McIntyre, among some of the heavyweights, among some of the heavy hitters, Ronnie Essex, Marvin Johnson, Vampire Johnson, Jerry Rosenberg. Those are some of the guys from my camp in Indianapolis Pal Club. And I got a little something to read to you, Mayweather, Logan Paul. You know, unless you guys are too scared to even listen to any of this stuff, you know, you guys are, you're scared. Scared of what I got. You are looking at a street fighter, an underground fighter. Don't pay attention to the 15 and 35 professional boxing record, because if you look at that record, the people I lost to, the 35 people I lost to, they had 643 wins between them. I fought nobody that was a nobody. Everybody I fought was a somebody who was a, hey, they were all big times. I fought Marty Jacobowski. He had 110 wins when I got in the ring with him. Gary Kirkland was a very well-respected fighter who was coming up, fighting for titles. He was undefeated at 20-0 when I fought him. When I fought Jeff Bumpus, very early in my career, I was a 19-year-old training and managing my own career. And I fought Jeff Bumpus at my third fight. He was 10-0 with about 9 knockouts. I fought everybody that was anybody. Angel Man Freddy, Luis Santana, Lupe Pintor, Freddy, Fearless, Pendleton. They all hit hard. They all were the real deal. I didn't fare the best with them, but I am the better choice for Mayweather because I've had a chance to let my self heal up, and I know and believe that I have a better fight plan than I had in 2015. I have fought in 3 decades, and Mayweather has always taking the easy way out. He fights people who he knows can't get to him. He fights people who are not sluggers. He don't want to get a hit. It's Logan Paul. I can't even tell you what his fight game is because he's had one fight and he lost that. So, you know, I'm going to tell you one more time. I am calling you out, either one of you or both of you in one night. We can do the underground bare knuckle fights. We can do the no rules fights. We can box. We can kickbox. We can do the MMA, which is so popular. I'd love to get either one of you in a rear naked choke. Because I believe that either one of you are going to choke if you get in the ring with me. And I'm not just blowing smoke. So, let's just say that. And then I'm going to sign off one more time. And it's like this. Peace out. One love. And remember this, especially you, Mayweather and Logan Paul. Bam Bam loves you. Now let's get in the ring. Let me show you how much I love you. Signing off. And I'm going to tell you one more time that Anchor Podcast, they are the new app that tells you step by step how to go about making your own podcast from your trailer to your first episode. If you haven't yet, go and download the app on Play Store or the App Store according to which phone you have, the Android or the iPhone. Or go to www.anchorfm.com to reach Kevin Sedam and his podcast. It's www.anchorfm.com/KevinSedam22. So that is how you can get a hold of me or listen to my podcast. Here's a phone number or two. My Vegas number is this. 702-776-9992. Or you can call me on my home number. Just 317-279-0561. And we're going to let this go. Have a good night. I just said Bam Bam Sedam, the kickboxer hit star. I just couldn't let this go with me just getting off my podcast and not using this platform to go ahead and do what I gotta do to talk to Mayweather, get him to understand. He says he's the money man. He's not talking to or going to the fighter who's gonna put up a fight, who's gonna be there and fight with him. But I think that's the problem. He doesn't want to be in there with anybody that's going to fight anybody that's going to hit him like I hit him. When I sparred as an amateur, the guys in my weight class, which was about 119 to 125 pounds, guys in my weight class would not even spar with me because at 60%, I still hit too hard for them. You ask, well, who did I spar with? I sparred with the heavyweights. Kevin Cook, Marcus McIntyre, among some of the heavyweights. Among some of the heavy hitters, Ronnie Essex, Marvin Johnson, Vampire Johnson, Jerry Rosenberg. Those are some of the guys from my camp, the Indianapolis Pal Club. I got a little something to read to you, Mayweather, Logan Paul. You know, unless you guys are too scared to even listen to any of this stuff, you know, you guys are, you're scared. Scared of what I got. You are looking at a street fighter, an underground fighter. Don't pay attention to the 15 and 35 professional boxing record. Because if you look at that record, the people I lost to, the 35 people I lost to, they had 643 wins between them. I fought nobody that was a nobody. Everybody I fought was a somebody. Who was a, hey, they were all big times. I fought Marty Jacobowski. He had 110 wins when I got in the ring with him. Gary Kirkland was a very well-respected fighter who was coming up, fighting for titles. He was undefeated at 20-0 when I fought him. When I fought Jeff Bumpus, very early in my career, I was a 19-year-old training and managing my own career. And I fought Jeff Bumpus at my third fight. He was 10-0 with about 9 knockouts. I fought everybody that was anybody. Angel Man Freddy, Luis Santana, Lupe Pintor, Freddy, Fearless, Pendleton. They all hit hard. They all were the real deal. I didn't fare the best with them. But I am the better choice for Mayweather because I've had a chance to let my self heal up, and I know and believe that I have a better fight plan than I had in 2015. I have fought in 3 decades, and Mayweather has always taken the easy way out. He fights people who he knows can't get to him. He fights people who are not sluggers. He don't want to get a hit. It's Logan Paul. I can't even tell you what his fight game is because he's had one fight and he lost that. So, you know, I'm going to tell you one more time. I am calling you out, either one of you or both of you in one night. We can do the underground bare knuckle fights. We can do the no rules fights. We can box. We can kickbox. We can do the MMA, which is so popular. I'd love to get either one of you in a rear naked choke. Because I believe that either one of you are going to choke if you get in the ring with me. And I'm not just blowing smoke. So, let's just say that. And then I'm going to sign off one more time, and it's like this. Peace out. One love. And remember this, especially you, Mayweather and Logan Paul. Bam Bam loves you. Now let's get in the ring. Let me show you how much I love you. Signing off. And I'm going to tell you one more time that Anchor Podcast, they are the new app that tells you step by step how to go about making your own podcast from your trailer to your first episode. If you haven't yet, go and download the app on Play Store or the App Store, according to which phone you have, the Android or the iPhone. Or go to www.anchorfm.com to reach Kevin Sedam and his podcast. It's www.anchorfm.com/KevinSedam22. So that is how you can get a hold of me or listen to my podcast. Here's a phone number or two. My Vegas number is this, 702-776-9992. Or you can call me on my home number, just 317-279-0561. And we're going to let this go. Have a good night.